Welcome to In the Moment. Good afternoon, South Dakota, or good morning, South Dakota. I'm Kara Hetland in today for Lori Walsh, and we're going to shake things up just a little bit because coming up very soon is the State Bartending Championships. That's coming up on April 7th and 8th, and George Milos is the Events and Promotions Manager at Deadwood Mountain Grand, and he joins us to talk more about the event. George, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, we're looking forward to the event.
So this is the second year of bartending championships. So paint the picture for me. What is it that we're looking at? Is it like the movie Cocktail?
It actually kind of is a little bit like the movie Cocktail. In conjunction with our annual Forks, Corks, and Kegs Food, Wine, and Beer Festival, we wanted to add a little something to the event during the day, and we decided to come up with the annual State Bartending Championships. And so what we did is we got together with some Flair bartenders in Colorado, 5280 Flair, who have been doing this kind of thing for many, many years, and they helped us organize an event where we are going to give away categories in Flair, original cocktail, and then overall bartender. So you don't have to be Tom Cruise to be able to compete. You can compete with just an original cocktail recipe or what have you. So,
what's a Flair cocktail? Is this some flaming, or is it just with how you shake it up?
Well, it can be. Basically, when you order a cocktail with Flair, the bartenders are flipping the bottles, they're flipping the glasses, they're really making a show of how you receive your cocktail. So rather than just somebody handing you a cocktail, they're putting on a show for you.
Huh. So it's all about the show.
It's all about the show. Yeah, we've got bartenders that they'll breathe fire. They flip bottles multiple times. I mean, it really is entertaining to watch.
Huh? You can tell I don't get out much. So let's start with, you know, what kind of participation do you have at these events?
Well, last year was the first year, and we had about 10. This year, we're expecting about 20 people to be competing. A lot of people are competing in the Flair competition, which is where you're flipping the bottles and putting on a show. But we've got several that are also just participating in the best original cocktail category, which means they just have to come up with a great original cocktail that tastes good and looks good to the eye. And so the judges will be the professional bartenders, as well as we're going to allow the public to taste and sample and judge for their favorite also.
Give me an example of what the most creative original cocktail you've experienced.
Well, last year there was one, and I can't remember what the lady called it, but basically it tasted like a milkshake, and she set it on fire before she served it. So it was this beautiful flaming cocktail in a martini glass that literally tasted like a milkshake when all was said and done. And so there's some very creative people here in South Dakota, and it's fun to give them an opportunity to show their stuff, and I think the public really enjoys watching it also.
And you have to be a bartender to enter the contest, or can you just be an amateur flairist?
You can be an amateur flairist, but not to compete. We do require that whoever is competing is a bartender somewhere in the state of South Dakota.
Okay, so there's that requirement. What other kinds of requirements do you have?
Other than that, they just have to send us, if they're participating in the original cocktail category, they just have to send us the recipe that they're going to make, as well as any ingredients or utensils that they may use that they may not be able to bring with them. But other than that, no, it's just they come and do their thing. And again, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So what does the setup look like? Paint that picture for me. Is it just in a large room and they're in the middle, or do you have things going on around all around you, or how does it work?
Yeah, well, we definitely, since these are real bartenders, we wanted to make the atmosphere kind of a bar atmosphere. So actually, we do it right in our Santana's Sports Bar and Grill. We set up portable bars. and that's where they will do it. It is an actual bar atmosphere. We're going to have live music going. There's going to be people running around. And so, yeah, I mean, there's many distractions for them like they would on an ordinary Friday or a Saturday night.
And that's kind of key for concentration and judging?
It is, and it also is, especially in the flair category, it gives them the opportunity to engage the crowd. And a really good flair bartender brings people into them. And crowd engagement is a big part of serving a drink in that category.
And you said 20 people.
Yeah, we've got 20 people from all over the state, East River as well as West River, about an equal amount will be competing this year. And also the professional flair bartenders from Colorado, and these guys are amazing. And they'll be doing demonstrations and performing both Friday night and Saturday. And if anybody is just a novice bartender that wants to learn some of the tricks of the trade, they will be doing a class on Saturday afternoon in the bar, teaching people some of the basic moves.
What would you say is the number one thing you have to have as a flair bartender?
I would think personality. The key to, and coordination, obviously. These folks are flipping shakers around their back and catching things in midair and, you know, basically juggling fruits and things during it. But I think being able to engage the crowd and be able to actually put on a show while you're working is a huge key to being a really good flair bartender.
And some of the criteria that the judges are looking at?
Well, obviously, you know, everybody must be 21. We also require that, you know, everybody uses the same kind of equipment. So, you know, all of the glasses that everybody's using are going to be the same. All of the shakers and things like that all need to be the same weight and things like that. And we also don't allow, especially in the flair competition, because it has become such a national thing and the competitions go on all over the United States, we don't allow them to use their own bottles because they could be weighted different for when they flip and things like that. So we have most of the equipment here, but if they do bring them, our judges look over them very carefully before they're allowed to use it. Now, when it comes to the original cocktail recipe, you know, we want a smooth drink. We want originality. We want it to look good, and it has to taste good. And while they're making the drink, we do require that the bartenders are making conversation, just like they would on an ordinary Friday or Saturday night when they're working. And so, you know, spills are in the flair portion of it. Liquor spills will deduct your score, drops of any bottles or any breakage. And so, yeah, there's quite a few rules, but we didn't want to make it so stringent that people were afraid to compete. So, I mean, ultimately, in the end, it's just a lot of fun, and it's really fun for the crowd also, good crowd participation.
Other than bragging rights, what does the winner receive?
They get a trophy as well as cash. We give away for the overall $500, and then we to the first place $200 for second, and then first place for original cocktail is $300, $100 for second, and $300 for flair for first, and $100 for second, and they all receive plaques along with it, and we send out a press release, you know, to their hometown saying basically that you are home to South Dakota's state bartending champion.
Now, this is tied in with Deadwood's Forks, Corks, and Kegs Festival, April 7th and 8th. So talk a little bit about what else is happening at the festival.
Well, that is, we're in our fourth year now, and as a lot of people will say who's organized events, it takes 3 to 4 years for these things to really take off, and this event is really boomed. We're selling 1,000 tickets to the Food and Wine Festival, and I think we basically have about 100 to 150 left is all. And it's just 2 days of food and wine and beer and pairings, and it all starts on Friday and then culminates on Saturday with the grand tasting in our event center from 4 to 6, and that's basically we have I think last year we had almost 60 different wines. We had 20 brewers, as well as food. And you can just walk through and sample. And everybody that buys a ticket gets commemorative glassware and things like that. And, yeah, it's just an amazing weekend of food and drinks. And one fun thing that we are doing is we're working with Sade Winery, and they're bringing in a big a grape barrel. And we're going to allow people to stomp grapes during the grand tasting if they would like to. They can just hop in the big barrel and stomp on some grapes and put their footprints on a T-shirt and go home with a T-shirt that basically says, I got smashed at Forks, Corks, and Kegs. So.
What kind of food are we talking about? Is it more for the region area, or do you take a different kind of approach?
Well, it is. It's more regional. It focuses on a lot of the restaurants in the area. But on Friday night, because things are just kicking off, they do an appetizer crawl, which is basically a late night thing where they can go from about 8 to 10 o'clock to 12, 14 different restaurants and sample, their favorite appetizers. And then on Saturday, it's the Deadwood Dine Around, and I think there's about a dozen different places. And your pass gets you free trolley transportation, so the trolley will bring you around town, and you just hop off and try different restaurants' specialties, and they all pair them either with a beer or a wine that goes well with the food. And then, of course, on Saturday night, you can try 60 to 70 different wines and beers, and we'll have live entertainment and the flair bartenders going. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, there's only about 100-150 tickets left. So it's really grown in popularity.
Talk a little bit about the judges that you bring in for this bartending competition.
Well, the main judge is a guy by the name of Brad Kaplan. And these guys formed a group called 5280 out of Denver, Colorado, and they do flair bartending basically all over the United States. They'll go in and do classes, they do competitions, and they both the judges that will be coming are working bartenders that basically pack bars in the Colorado area on the weekends that they work, and they just put on an enormous show for them. And so, yeah, they're working bartenders, but they also travel the states and do performances for folks. And basically, when they're performing, they're not just performing. They're collecting money. They're making change. They're doing the whole nine yards. And so these guys are, as bartenders go, these are the most professional, talented bartenders you're going to see.
And what about the tips?
They do pretty well on the tips, and here's how good of guys these are. They actually share the tips with the other bartenders that are working, the local bartenders that'll be working. So, yeah, just really good people, professional. If you want to see a show while having a nice cocktail, it's something to see.
All right. George Milos, I want to thank you for taking time on coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure do appreciate you guys thinking of us, and to all your listeners, we hope to see you guys out here.